The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, last Sunday in the Gospel, Jesus went to visit his home in Nazareth to announce the Gospel. Did it went good or bad? Remember? Not too good, right? Now this Sunday, after that bad experience, he is sending his disciples to go out to the towns and preach the good news. You would think he would have done that after having had a great success to really encourage them. So Jesus is teaching us something we must know here. Our mission is not dependent on worldly success. Remember Mother Teresa, she said, we're called to be faithful, not successful. We need to understand that the truth doesn't depend on how it is received. The truth is the truth. So he wants his disciples to understand this. Even in those times, like it happens today, we think about marketing things. We want to wrap them up in attractive ways so people would buy it. And the focus for people who sell is to be pleasing to the consumer. And you know, sometimes even priests can fall into that trap. How can I be attractive to the people? Maybe that way we can fill the pews. If we tell them what they want to hear. You see the danger? But the Lord himself is teaching us completely different. He wants everyone to go to him, to the truth. But the truth is not attractive to the old man. Actually, the old man is the one who has to die. He wants to do something new. So the power of the word needs to pierce that wrapping of self-seeking and pleasure that we have grown accustomed to, and touch the depth of the heart where God dwells. Because even when we are bound with sin and vices and all kinds of evil, deep inside our soul, God dwells. And when the truth comes into our soul, we know it's true. And we realize, my life is a mess. I need to change. And that's good news. That's when God is really working. When I recognize my sin and I realize God, my Father, loves me and I can go to Him because He came for me. That's why it says here in the Gospel that the 12 preached what? What did they preach? Remember? They preached repentance. What is He telling them? What are the disciples telling the people? Your life is a mess. Your life is full of sin. But God loves you. And God has the power to set you free by the power of the blood of His Son that was poured out for you. Forgiveness of sins. New life. This is the good news. You know, the life you've been living up to now, of course it doesn't satisfy you. Because it's wrong. And you're not going to make it work by keeping up, adding on the same thing, consuming more of the stuff that is making you sick to begin with. Repentance. Put away that life. Let us start anew. That's why Christ came. Let us not be afraid of this. The Lord, in all His love and mercy, has come to show us His loving heart, His mercy. And He's empowering us now to live a new life that is based in love. You see, the old man seeks pleasure and seeks to avoid suffering. Have you realized all marketing is based on this? Inviting you to pleasure and to avoid suffering. But when we get to know the Lord Jesus, we discover a much deeper reality for which we were created. A reality that we are capable of living, and this is love. The love of God dwelling in us. When we come to know love, when we come to this new life of love, we are willing to give up pleasures for love. We are willing to suffer for love. Because love is the great treasure. It's what really makes us happy. And true love is always willing to suffer and to forgo pleasures in order to be with the beloved. That's why it's so beautiful when we go to a wedding and we hear those beautiful words. I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. Whatever happens, whatever kind of storms and difficulties we have to go together, it's worth it because I love you. I'm willing to suffer for you, to sacrifice for you. You see the difference? This is the good news. That's why Jesus tells them, don't burden yourself in the journey. Go without any attachments. God will provide. But before that, we always focus on the things that we have to give up, don't we? But before that, He gave them something to go with. They gave them something very important. What is it? Each other. Go two by two. Why? Because God knows that love requires two. You can't love if you're only one. And they're going to go and witness to the world love. So how are they going to do it? They need to be two. So by the way they love one another, the way they minister together, the way they are one, it's already a witness to the world that Jesus has come. This is the breakthrough. That is why God founds families with two, the husband and the wife. And you know what is the greatest thing that you can give your children? Far and above all the other things you can give them. the witness of the love that you have for each other. The witness of the love between mom and dad, how they spend time together, how they care for one another, how they honor and are faithful to one another. This is the greatest witness to the children that makes them happy, that makes them stable and strong and joyful. The witness of love. That's why they're sent two by two. The same today. The Word of God requires witnesses. We are to be witnesses when people come to our community. Do they experience the witness of love? By the way we care for one another. By the way we welcome strangers. That's why it's important that we get to know each other and fellowship. And understand that we don't come here as solitary agents just to worship God, just God and me, and that's it. The Lord is binding us together to be a family of love. The more we love, the more we care for one another, the more power we have to be free from attachment to material things. And vice versa, the more we attach ourselves to material things, the less we are able to love and to be together as a family. Material things have their place, but they have to be completely submitted to God's purposes. They are to be used according to God's plan to make possible this love and the mission. But when things become an end to themselves, when we focus on having things, to isolate ourselves in this life of pleasure with our possessions, we die. We become empty. At the end of the Mass, I will say, the Mass is ended. Let us go to love and serve one another. Mass means mission. The Mass is ended. Now we go in our mission. We are now sent by Jesus Christ. Two by two, whatever the number in your family, you're being sent off to the world to witness with your lives that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is the good news.